the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And welcome back into another edition of high school basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Stadman from Wetmore High School, home of the Cardinals, as they welcome in the Trojans of Troy for a Twin Valley League doubleheader here tonight. As we get you set for the girls' contest coming up, let's dive right into the starting lineups. It's the first meeting between these two teams here in 2021-2022. We'll start with the road team, and that is Troy. They come in at 6-10 overall, 4-4 in TBL play. Their head coach is Derek Jasper. They go like this. Abby Parks in the backcourt, a 5'7 senior. Also, Avery Euler in the backcourt, a 5'3 senior. Claire Winder is a 5'2 senior. Peyton Ingeman, a 5'3 junior. And then Reagan Hill is a 5'3 senior. So again, for Derek Jasper's crew, it is Parks, Euler, Winder, Ingeman, and Hill. For the home team Cardinals tonight, their head coach, Irene Kiefer, her first season at the helm. They're 3-12. They go like this. Riley Nichols is a sophomore guard. Caitlin Claykamp and Beatrice Sanzone, a pair of juniors. Kaylee Foote is a freshman. And the first team All-League player from a season ago, Kenzie Strothman, the senior, leading the charge at nearly 17 points and 12 rebounds per game. So despite the struggles and just 3 wins this season, Wetmore certainly has one of the best in the league, and Kenzie Strothman, again, averaging nearly 17 and 12. We'll step aside. The tip-off coming your way next here on 92.1 at KMCA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Double dip, TBL hoops tonight here on KMZA. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tadman here from Wetmore. Cardinals playing host to the Trojans of Troy. First matchup between these two teams, both in the girls' and boys' matchups this evening. Troy rocking the all-blue uniforms for the road team and all-white uniforms for the Cardinals. Cardinals will go from right to left, Trojans from left to right. First of two tonight, and we are underway. All-league player Kenzie Strothman receives the opening tip, and Wetmore controls it here in the early few seconds. Here is Beatrice Sanzone, top of the key. Hands it off to Strothman, goes left side to Nichols. They leave her wide open for three. It's no good, just missing off the rim, and we get a whistle and a foul underneath. Going to be on the rebound attempt. I think it's against Wetmore. And they do get it on Beatrice Sanzone. And the first foul of the game against Wetmore. So not quite 20 seconds in, no score. Now Troy gets their first opportunity. Can go in from left to right. A zone defense right now by Wetmore. Skips it here to the near side. This is Winder. Now a pass inside to Parks, and the shot is blocked by Strothman, and she gathers to miss. And running the other way is Sanzone. Both teams starting out zone defensively. Here's Foote up top. This is Clay Camp. They want to go inside. Sand zone fades away on the baseline. Her shot is no good. Left it short and a rebound for Avery Euless. Here's Ingeman. Shuffles it to Euless. Stop and pop from the top of the key. This one no good and a rebound of the offensive fashion by Parkson. And that one's put up and in by Peyton Ingeman on a second chance opportunity. And Troy with the early 2-0 lead. Now showing some pressure here in the full court. So Sand zone has to throw it off of the knee of Abby Parks to avoid a turnover and to keep the possession alive. 6:50 left opening quarter. Troy with a 2-0 lead. Sanzone, a one-handed pass way up the floor. It's deflected out of bounds, but into the front court, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. This Wetmore team, they've lost three straight since beating Blue Valley at the TBL tournament in a consolation game. Most recently Friday, they lost against Washington County 45-33. Record stands at 3-12. Hard to believe, just a few weeks left here in the regular season. As we get a whistle and a foul along the perimeter, it'll be Claire Winder picking up the first Troy foul, working on a Strothman dribbling on the left wing. So the left sideline, Clay Camp will throw it in, gets it off the fan zone, pats her head twice with the left hand to call the play. Now backs out high left near the top of the key, or should say the midcourt stripe. Now works left, gets all the way to the baseline, hands it off to Nichols. They go inside. This is Clay Camp, lost it. Falls on the floor. Euler trying to grab for it. Finally able to settle in as Riley Nichols able to keep the possession alive as Strothman throws up a wild shot, no good, and then gets her own miss and then draws the foul. So kind of a wild possession, and it's going to end up in free throws for Kinsey Strothman. Try to get Whatmore on the board. They get Parks with the foul, her first. And for Troy, team foul number two, Kinsey Strothman. Boy, what a season quietly she is putting together. 16.5 points per game and over 12 rebounds. She is a 73% free throw shooter. She buries the first. Chance to tie it with a second, and she does. Free throws made number 45 and 46 on the season for Strothman. We're tied at 2 minutes into the game. Ingeman a pass inside, kicks it right. Winder along two. It's too strong. Battle for the rebound inside, collected by Parks, and she puts it back up and in. Abby Parks with a second chance opportunity. The offensive rebound, and it's 4-2 Troy. Trojans continue to show that pressure in the full court, deflecting another pass out of bounds. As Parks got a hand on it. So the Cardinals in the front court to throw it in. And it's Nichols right side. Turned down a three. Top of the key it goes to Clay Camp, who's not scared to throw one from deep. That one's no good. Too strong, but an offensive rebound for Nichols will keep the possession alive. Now she flings it top of the key. Back into the hands of Caitlin Clay Camp, the junior. Strothman inside. Turnaround shot up and good. Kinsey Strothman all four for Wetmore. We're tied at 4. 5:21 and counting here in the first quarter. Here's Ingeman. Top of the key. Now Winder standing here in the short corner. Ingeman doesn't go this way. Goes back to the top of the key. This is Reagan Hill. Pass deflected, intercepted, and a turnover. First turnover by Troy tonight. And a chance 3 minutes into the first quarter for Wetmore to take the lead. Here's Sanzone, short corner right, backs out into the far corner. Gets it back from Nichols. Sanzone, a deep three. This one no good, and a rebound for Avery Euler. Here's Hill, head of steam up the floor. Ingeman, right wing, a three ball. That's good. Peyton Ingeman from downtown, she's got 5. That's her 21st made three of the season, 7-4 Troy. 4.5 minutes left here in the first. A whistle and a foul. Sanzone trying to work the near sideline as they'll get, I believe, Ingeman with this foul. And that's going to be Peyton Ingeman's second foul. Had her just for the one. Check that. Make sure. But it's showing 2 on the scoreboard. So if that's the case, still no sub at the table. Not quite halfway into the first quarter. 7-4 Troy. Wetmore with the ball. Sanzone, a right elbow jump shot here. Beatrice Sanzone gets on the boards, averaging 6 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. Gets Wetmore back to within 1. It's 7-6, halfway into the first quarter. Here's Mueller, left side, now inside the park. Kicks it back out the hill, along two. Correction, three ball, it's good. Reagan Hill from downtown, that's her 26th made three of the season. Shoots it at a 32% clip. And Whitmore on the inbounds, turning it over. Parks to Ingeman, nice ball fake, gets inside, and a shot is blocked by Claycamp. But a foul is called, and free throws are coming up for the Trojans. Look like good defense from Caitlin Claycamp, but they get the foul, and Ingeman will shoot two. She's off to a good start, 5 points, already a made three. In and out on the first free throw, no good. 52% foul shooter is the 5'3 junior, Peyton Ingeman. As a team, the Trojans are 59% from the stripe. Second is good, so she goes one for two. She has six here in the quarter. It's an 11-6 Troy lead. Just under 3:40 left here in the first quarter. Continuing to show that pressure in the full court, causing some problems, but Nichols does a good job getting it up the floor. Now gets it off to Strothman on the right wing. Curls, bounces one to Claycamp, top of the key to Sand Zone. Trojans still in a 2-3 zone defense. Now I take that back. It looks like they're running a box and one on Strothman. They're running a 2-2, and they're putting one on Strothman. There's a missed shot, an air ball from the left corner, but Nichols keeps it alive. And threw a pass inside looking for Sanzone, but it turns into a steal. Ingeman coast to coast, and the layup misses. It rims out, no good. And a pass deflected out of bounds. It goes back to Wetmore. So a missed opportunity for Ingeman in transition to get a bucket. So the Cardinals fortunate. Down five here in the first, 11-6. We're under 3 minutes left here in the frame. Here's Nichols, had it knocked out of bounds, but I think they're going to get a foul on Euler. Should be her first and team foul number four. And we get a whistle and a timeout. First one, it is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So first to two tonight here on a KMZA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. 2:53 left here in the opening quarter. And Troy leading here at Wetmore in the girls' contest. 11-6. Our game brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. And this is the first matchup between these two this season. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, you had the Twin Valley League tournament. Wetmore finished with a win at the TDL tournament. They got to the consolation side and were able to beat Blue Valley in the last consolation game, but they have lost three straight since. Troy took seventh place at the TBL tournament, and they have lost three of their last four and five of their last seven. Both these teams kind of on the struggle end right now. There's a missed three by Kaylee Foote from the left wing and a rebound for Euler. They want to push the transition. Ingeman inside, gets it knocked away, tips in the air, Foote comes away with it and trying to rip it away and finally does and hands it off to Claycamp. Now Foote had it knocked into the backcourt. Sanzone takes it with a head of steam near sideline. Gets all the way to the baseline. Swings it into the corner, and Foote can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover by Wetmore. 2:20 left first quarter, 11-6. Troy with the lead here on the road. This is Hill, top of the key. Right side pass to Ingeman on the wing. Looking for Winder in the short corner. They give it to her. 17-foot J. Pure. Claire Winder on the board, her first basket. Just over 2 minutes left here in the first. Lead extended now, 13-6 in favor of Troy. Another pass deflected out of bounds. Cardinals will keep, still having to work it up the floor. As, again, this zone defense has caused some problems for Wetmore trying to get it up the floor. This time they do. Nichols near sideline. Ingeman went for the steal. Not quite there, and now Sanzone runs into her own teammates, and Ingeman's going to come away with a steal and take it all the way and spins in a layup. 8 points for Peyton Ingeman here in the first. It's 15-6. Troy jumping out in front. I believe now that's an 8-0 run behind the Trojans. Here's Foote, short corner left, lost it inside, and a steal. And it gets on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will give it back to Troy. So the Trojans with the lead and the ball. 1:25 left here in the first. 15-6 the score. The Trojans offensively this season through 16 games, they're averaging 36 points per game, so a rather low number. They give up 49 a game. Now they set it up. Hill a three. This one is short from the right corner. Battle for the rebound, ripped away by Stroffman. Here's Sanzone up the floor. Down to a minute to go here in the first. Wetmore has gone cold on the offensive end. Claycamp will try to end that with a three. No good, but Stroffman gets the rebound and then a whistle and a foul inside. It's going to be on the floor. Troy, their fifth team foul. As they get Winder with this one, that's going to be her second, I believe. No, that's going to be her first. A couple of subs into the game. Allie Franken, a freshman, is checked in for Troy. There's a deflected pass into the backcourt. Ingeman comes away with another steal. She wants to go coast-to-coast again and lays it in with some traffic on her. 10 first-quarter points for Peyton Ingeman, and now she comes away with another steal here on the inbounds pass. It gets it off to Hill, left block, and now they reverse it. Pierce gets it at the elbow but travels with it. Jaya Pierce also in the game. 5'9 junior for Troy. Now 17-6 in favor of Troy with 36 seconds left here in the first. Here's Sanzone up the floor, near sideline. Takes it down towards the block, backing out to the corner, now hesitates, gets inside, and is bumped and fouled. Team foul number 6 on Troy, so the rest of the first half, it's going to be bonus time for the Cardinals. They get Pierce with the foul. She just checked in her first. 17-6, Troy. They get it inside to Sanzone, and shot up and good. Beatrice Sanzone now with 4. Makes it 17-8, Troy, with 17 seconds left here in the first. Hill up top to Ingeman, barking out the signals. We're down to 10 seconds. Ingeman, left wing, back to Hill. Now 5 seconds. They get it inside to Parks, kicks it back out. Hill hesitates and is called for a travel with 2 seconds left. Had an open shot, but tried to ball fake and take one more step in, but a little too much hesitation on the dribble. Called for the foul. And now the Cardinals have a long way to go with just 2 seconds to go. Pass deflected. Now Hill's getting a shot up at the buzzer. That's no good after another turnover by Wetmore. Regardless, no good. And we've hit the end of the first 8 minutes. So Troy, an impressive outing offensively. 17-8 their lead through 8 minutes here at Wetmore. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Second quarter underway. Troy on the road, leading Wetmore 17-8 here in this TBL showdown. Of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow tonight. Double dip of high school basketball. Just a few weeks left here in the regular season. Here's Foote. Wetmore with the ball to start. Strothman, an offensive rebound, and she puts it back up and in. And an and-one opportunity for the senior, Kenzie Strothman. 17-10 after the made basket. Team foul number 7 on Troy. And the second against Abby Parks. Strothman, 6 points, 4 rebounds already. She is a 73% foul shooter. Now perfect. 3 for 3 at the line here in the first half. And she's got 7. And the lead trimmed to 6. 17-11. 20 seconds into the second quarter. Trojans working left to right. They get it inside. Parks, Euler, Ingeman. Top of the key to Hill. Back to Ingeman on the wing, and both teams like to run a zone defense. They leave Euler open, a right corner three. It's nothing but nylon for Avery Euler. That's her 6th triple of the season. her first basket tonight. Lead back to 9 at 20-11. Here's Foote up the floor. Puts up a wild shot, no good. Battle for the rebound inside, collected by Franken. And an opportunity here for the Trojans in transition. Hill, a pass to Ingeman, and then she's fouled, going up, and will shoot two. Just the third team foul against Wetmore. And they will get Clay Camp with her second. So how about Peyton Ingeman in the first quarter? 10 points. Now with 11 as she hits the free throw. We had a broadcast earlier this season with Troy, and they were hosting Onega, and that was a game where Ingeman went off for 27 in a big win. And she's got 12 already early in the second quarter, outscoring Wetmore by herself. It's 22-11, Troy. We've played a minute into this second quarter. Here's Sansone, left side. Gets it to Nichols, top of the key, right side to Clay Camp. Back to Nichols. Left side to Foote. Sansone at the elbow, turns, fires, nearly banked it in, no good, and a rebound for Avery Euler. Already 4 rebounds for Euler here in the first half. Here's Hill, top of the key, steps back, picks up the dribble, lazy pass, and that's going to be taken away by Nichols, and then she's knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called against Troy. Now 5 turnovers by Troy, so a 1-1 opportunity for Riley Nichols. And Abby Parks has just picked up her third foul. 6:31 left here until halftime. 22-11, Troy by 11. As it will be the sophomore Riley Nichols to shoot two, or correction, a 1-1. Yet to score here tonight. First free throw is up and good. And a kind touch off the rim. And Nichols on the board. We get a sub. This is Kaylee Grable checking in for the Trojans, taking the spot of Parks, again, who has to sit now with 3 fouls. Nichols second. And that one is no good, but a rebound for Sansone, and she puts it back up and in. Beatrice Sansone with 6. And essentially a 3-point play there for Wetmore. Back to within 8, 22-14, Troy. Clock running at 6:16 here in the second quarter. Here's Euler, right corner, Ingeman, right wing 3. That is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds back to Wetmore. Both of these teams really desperate to get back on the winning track with Substate right around the corner. Want to be playing your best basketball at this time, and Clay Camp had it knocked away by Sansone, and then another whistle and a foul as it's another turnover by Wetmore. Troy gets it back. And see who the foul was on. I believe it was Sansone who picks up her second. Again, team foul number 4. Here's Ingeman, a right wing 3. Got it. Peyton Ingeman. Scorching. 15 here in the first half. 25-14 in favor of Troy. Under 6 minutes until halftime. Well, she's putting on a clinic out there. Here's a hard drive, no good, and I think we get an offensive foul. It's going to be called, kind of a delayed call by the official. It's going to be on Clay Camp, and that's going to be her third. Team foul number 5, as Karis Larson, a sophomore, is going to have to check in, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a full, we'll follow suit. Girls contest, 5:43 left until halftime. Troy 25, Wetmore 14. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. At Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Broadcast presented by Peru State College. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you from Wetmore. As the Cardinals playing host to Troy tonight in our girls contest. We're still early on in the second quarter, but Troy in control, leading 25-14. Peyton Ingeman, 15 in the first half already, has been dominant for the Trojans. Here's Euler along two from the right wing. That's no good, and a high rebound collected by Stropman for Wetmore. Here's Sanzone, near sideline, dribbles into the corner. Now Hezzy dribbles and goes baseline, wants Stropman inside, and she'll get tied up. And the possession arrow will give it back to Troy. Another sub into the game as Claire Winder will check back in for Troy, replacing Allie Franken, the freshman who saw a couple of minutes. Here's Hill up the floor, 25-14 the score, 5:08 and counting here until halftime. They continue to play the zone defense, the 2-3 variety. Here's Winder for three, that's too strong from the left wing, but a rebound for Ingeman, and she puts it back up and in. My goodness me. 17 for Peyton Ingeman here in the first half. And will continue to show pressure in the full court. They lead it now 27-14. 4:40 and counting until halftime. Here's Sanzone. Left wing picks it up, skips it. Right side to Larson. Nicholson to foot, right corner, along two. In and out, no good. And a rebound, I believe Euler has it. And near sideline, going to bring it up the floor. And then that ball is kicked out of bounds. And Troy will keep underneath. 4:24 left here in the second quarter. 27-14 in favor of Troy. And Peyton Ingeman outscoring Wetmore by herself. She has 17. Euler at the elbow. Turns and kicks. Now it's Hill. Up top to Winder. Pass inside to Euler over Stropman. No good on the shot. Rebound Sanzone. Second rebound for Beatrice Sanzone. Coming up on the halfway mark here in the second. Here's Foot, right corner. Now Larson, top of the key to Nichols. Back to Foot, right corner. Certainly leaving him open from the outside. Sanzone, a baseline drive, cut off. Backs out into the corner. Now fires a contested shot that's no good, but she's hit and fouled and will shoot two. It was a long two, and she got knocked down by Hill. Reagan Hill picking up her first foul. And so Beatrice Sanzone will shoot two. Wetmore good at the line here in the first half, 4 out of 5. They're a 59% clip as a team on the season. Sanzone tonight, 6 points, couple of rebounds, first free throw up and good. And she's now got 7 to match her teammate Stropman. Those two have 14 of the 15 points so far. As Nichols has accounted for the other one, and Sanzone goes 2 for 2. She's got 8. And it's 27-16. Troy's lead is 11. We're under 3:45 left here in the first half. Here's Ingeman, top of the key, picks up the dribble, guarded by Nichols, right side pass to Hill. They get it to Euler at the free throw line, turns, kicks it. Now Ingeman again for 3, not this time, and a rebound for Wetmore. That's Stropman now with 6 rebounds to go along with her 7 points. 3:20 and counting. Second quarter, 27-16. Wetmore with the ball trailing. Here's Sanzone. Drove inside. Split a couple defenders. Got tripped to the floor and another whistle and another foul. So free throws are coming up for Beatrice Sanzone once again. As the foul is on Hill, her second. Team foul number 10. So rest of the way. Double bonus for Wetmore. As Sanzone again, 2 for 2 at the line already. 8 points, couple of rebounds. 55% foul shooter on the season. Trying to get her team back to within single digits. The first one up, first one good. She's got 9. 3 for 3 at the line. Allie Franken's going to check back in, the freshman for Troy, replacing the spot of Hill, who just picked up her second foul. A 27-17 Troy lead with 3:13 left until halftime. Second free throw up and good. So she is still perfect at the line, and she's in double figures with 10. 27-18, the Troy lead is 9, just over 3 minutes until halftime. Here's Franken, top of the key, Ingeman to the free throw line to Euler, spins, gets inside, shot blocked by Strothman. Strothman averages 3 blocks a game. She's already got a couple here in the first half. And certainly a force on the defensive end. Chance to continue to chip away. Wetmore down 9, 2:45 left here in the second. Here's Nichols to Foote. Wants to drive baseline. Shot up no good, but a rebound by Larson. Gets it back again. Second opportunity no good. And a whistle and a foul is going to be on Wetmore, as I think they got Larson after getting a couple of opportunities inside and unable to finish on those opportunities. Team foul number 6, the first against Larson. So both teams now in the bonus, final 2.5 minutes here in the second quarter. 27-18. Troy with the lead and the ball. Here's Winder, a left wing 3. This one is strong, out towards the free throw line. Strothman another rebound and hands it off to Sanzone. Here's Sanzone with 2:15 to go. Taps her head twice with the right hand, calling out the play on the left wing. Now Nichols, top of the key, working right with waist-high dribbles. Stops on the wing, swings it back left side to Sanzone. Drives towards the corner, kicks it back out to Nichols, who fires a long 2, in and out, no good. Rebound Euler once again for Troy. Down to under 2 minutes to go here until halftime, 27-18. Here's Ingeman, rips it away. Nichols nearly got a steal. Now Winder, left side on the wing, has to back out and reset. Ingeman up top, down to 1:40 to go. Here's Grable at the free throw line to Euler in the left corner. Fires it, Franken at 2, no good, and a rebound for Sanzone. 27-18, Troy by 9, 1:25 and counting first half. Sanzone pulls up from the right elbow, and she knocks it down. What a first half for Beatrice Sanzone, 12 points and 3 rebounds. All of a sudden, shipped away. Now the lead for Troy is 7 at 27-20. We got 70 seconds until halftime, so a strong finish here by Wetmore. Can they close it out and still finish strong with 60 seconds to go in the half? Euler, a missed shot from the baseline, no good. Strothman, a aggressive rebound. And now under a minute to go, Wetmore getting it back down 7, 27-20. They were down 17-8 at the end of the first quarter. They have certainly played much better offensively here in the second quarter. Here's Nichols in the right corner. Deep 3, that's short. And a rebound for Ingeman, and she wants to push the pace near side. Stops here short corner with 34 seconds to go. Now Winder sets up for 3, short. And it's saved underneath, but saved it to Nichols. Now Nichols wants to push the pace. She wants to get all the way inside. Left-handed layup, no good. Strothman collects, gets her own miss, and now is fouled with 18 seconds to go and will shoot 2. Big free throws coming up, can get it to within 5. It's Winder picking up the foul, her second. And Strothman will shoot 2. She's perfect at the line here in the half, 3 for 3. Now 4 for 4. She's got 8 points. And already 10 rebounds. For Kinsey Strothman, she averages over 12 rebounds a game. She's already got 10, and we're near halftime. Second free throw, no good. And finally, the rebound collected by Larson, an offensive rebound. And she's stuck in the short corner and tried to dribble it off someone's foot, but to no avail, and then turning it over. And now Euler falls down with the ball and a whistle and a foul with under 6 seconds to go. And they get the foul on Strothman, her first. So now a 1-1 opportunity here for Avery Euler, with Troy leading 27-21, just 5.5 seconds remaining until halftime. Euler, a solid free throw shooter, 74%, but she misses this one. It's going to be Franken, though, that chases it in the corner. 3 seconds to go. They get it to Euler, puts up a tough shot, short, and that's going to end the first half. So the Cardinals battle back after being down 13 on a couple occasions, and they get it to within 6 at the intermission. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. It's Troy 27, Wetmore 21, and halftime starts next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Fulton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game at the half, and Troy on the road, leading Wetmore 27-21. They jumped out to a 17-8 lead after the first quarter, but Wetmore, they battled back the last few minutes. The Cardinals rallied and got back to within six, outscoring Troy 13-10 in the second quarter. And we sit at Troy 27, Wetmore 21 here at halftime. And brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and its Tires. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Let's get you caught up on the first half numbers in this game. And for the Cardinals, it's Beatrice Sanzone leading the way with 12 points. She was perfect at the line, 4 for 4, and had 3 rebounds. Kenzie Strothman, the all-league player from a season ago, 8 points, 10 first half rebounds. And she was also solid at the line, 4 for 5. And then the other lone point was from Riley Nichols, who went 1 of 2. At the line. So again, 12 for Sanzone, 8 for Strothman, and 1 for Nichols. For the Trojans, Peyton Ingeman. Boy, she was scorching in the first half. She had 10 in the first quarter, ended with 17 in the first half. She was 3 of 4 at the line. And then outside of that, you had Reagan Hill and Avery Euler each with 3. Claire Winder had 2, and then Abby Parks with 2 as well. But Peyton Ingeman, 17 points to lead the charge for Troy in leading 27-21 at halftime. Wetmore had 12 turnovers in the first half. They were 9 of 11 from the line. Trojans turned it over just 5 times. They were 3 of 5 at the line. Wetmore out-rebounding Troy 19-13. We'll take another break. Halftime continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
banking is this big corporate thing to these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls game at halftime. Troy leading at Wentmore, 27-21. Peyton Ungerman leading all scorers with 17. Beatrice Sanzone leading the Cardinals with 12 first half points. Another great night of high school hoops, of course, not just here on KMZA, but across our great landscape. And, of course, 103.9 KNZA, other half of Kansaland Radio, also on the Sabetha channel, Nemaha Central at Sabetha. The Holton channel tonight, Holton at Royal Valley. And then our sister station, CARE 93.7, will have Atchison and Casey Washington on the boys' side. So some good action here, of course, here in Northeast Kansas, as once again we're down to just the final couple weeks here of the regular season. We'll have more locker room chats for you starting tomorrow and Thursday, the third to final week. So we'll have coaches shows running this week, next week, and then the final week of February. And then at that point we'll be in Substate Week, and we'll have all sorts of coverage when we get to Substate here in just a few weeks. So keep it locked. No better coverage here in Northeast Kansas. And we got a couple minutes till the start of the second half. So we'll step aside one final time, a two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next. Troy leading 27-21 here at Wetmore. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Mike, my team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Appreciate Kirk Tillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman here from Wetmore High School. Girls game, start of the second half. And we got a good one, 27-21. Troy with the lead, Wetmore with the ball. Here is Sanzone, who had a good first half with 12. Takes it into the far corner. Now skips it near side foot along two. That is short, and a rebound for Avery Euler. Nearly had it taken away. Ingeman inside, shot up no good, but a foul. Peyton Ingeman right back to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be on Clay Camp, who now has four. So 24 seconds into the third quarter, the junior Caitlin Clay Camp has four fouls as Ingeman buries the first free throw. She now has 18 points, and she's 4-for-5 at the line, just on the season, 52%, but is solid here tonight. Now 5 out of 6, and she's got 19 to lead all scores. 29-21, the Troy lead is 8, and they continue to put pressure on Wetmore in the full court. Nichols gets it across the timeline, tried to bounce it to Sanzone. It nearly was taken away, but Sanzone able to get it back. Swings the pass to Clay Camp, a deep three. That one short, and a rebound for Abby Parks. Gets it off to Hill, pushing the tempo up the floor. Dives down the middle, sidesteps a defender, missed the layup, and a rebound for Wetmore. Not quite a minute into this third quarter, 29-21. Troy by 8. Here is Clay Camp, top of the key. And Strothman, they're trying to get Strothman some work inside as they work it here to the near elbow. Now, top of the key, it goes to Sanzone. Again, they're running a box and one with Winder guarding Strothman. Strothman gets open and fires it two. That's no good, but Nichols gets the rebound and then had it taken away. 13 turnovers now by Wetmore, a whistle and a foul. They'll get Nichols with this one, her first. And team second. 6:35 left here, third quarter, 29-21. Troy leading by 8 with the ball. Their side of the floor. Wetmore sticking with a 2-3 zone defense. Here's Ingeman in the right corner. Out of Euler inside, had it knocked away, but Ingeman a short corner shot from 15. That one no good. A rebound for Sanzone. Sanzone wants to push the tempo a little bit. Using her eyes to check the defense. Now slows it down. Nichols to foot, right corner. Well, they're certainly going to let her shoot. She fires and hits the rim a couple of times. So good. And a rebound once again for Abby Parks. 29-21 Troy. Trojans with the ball. 2-plus minutes into this third quarter. They go to Euler at the free throw line. Quick shot short. And another rebound for Sanzone. She wants to push the tempo. Stops and pops from 15. Nearly banked it in, no good. A rebound for Troy. Hill pulls down that one. Wants to push the tempo. Behind the back dribble. Stops, top of the key. Now angles right. Comes back near side to Winder. As again, the Cardinals with a 2-3 zone defense. Nichols a near steal, but to Parks it goes in the right corner. Now top of the key to Winder. Looking left. Nothing there. Now splits the top of the two. Throws up a tough shot that's no good. And a rebound ripped away by Strothman. 11 rebounds now in the game for Kinsey Strothman. 29-21, Troy by 8. About to be 3 minutes into this third quarter. Both teams have struggled here to get points. There's a steal by Troy. Here's Hill, wants to go coast to coast, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the floor. This will be the third team foul against the Cardinals. They'll get Nichols with her second. We've played exactly 3 minutes of this third quarter. 29-21, Troy by 8. Euler, good kick. Ingeman a 3, short. And another Strothman rebound. Now 12-4. 3-plus minutes into this third quarter. Cardinals still looking for their first points. Here's Clay Camp, left side on the wing. Top of the key to Sanzone. They set it up for Strothman along 2. This one's short. Battle for the rebound. Tip. And foot able to gather. is going to drive. Another tough shot, no good. Tips. Nichols gets the offensive rebound. She'll throw one up, no good. And then Euler gets the rebound, and they're going to get a foul on Nichols. That's going to be her third. And she's picked up all three of her fouls here in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. 29-21, Troy by 8. They get the ball back. Not quite to the halfway point here in the third. Here is Winder curling around the arc from left to right. Now stops, top of the key. Left side to Ingeman on the wing. They bounce it to Parks at the free throw line. Kicks it back to the right side. Here's Hill. Now Winder. Left side to Ingeman. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Hands it off to Winder right there. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go. Here, quarter three. Here's Euler. Kicks it out. Parks sets and fires. Haley bangs in a corner three. No good. And a rebound for Sanzone, and then she had it knocked away, and a steal, layup inside, trickles up and in for Peyton Ingeman. 21 points for Ingeman. Now Sanzone having some trouble underneath. She's doubled, and we get a whistle and a timeout by Irene Kiefer, Wetmore head coach, and was able to get that one off in time with 3:36 left here in the third. It is a 31-21 lead for Troy. It looks to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, our broadcast presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman on location here at Wetmore High School. Still a few people filing into the stands as the boys contest will follow. Would expect a pretty intriguing matchup in the boys game tonight. Both these teams, double-digit wins already. The Troy boys are 11-5. They have yet to lose in TVL play. Wetmore comes in at 10-6 and have won four straight. So should be an intriguing matchup tonight. Two of the better players in the league when you talk about Jarrett Norris for Troy. And then Braden Henry, who had a monster week this past week in a couple of games against Onega in Washington County, the 6-1 senior. So looking forward to that. Out of the timeout, still 3:35 left here in the third. Wetmore has still not scored in the quarter. They trail 31-21. This time Clay Camp, far sideline, gets up the floor, takes it all the way, and Euler draws the charge. And for Caitlin Claycamp, she is fouled out of the game with 3:23 left here in the third. So Karis Larson will check in. So Cardinals are down a player with 3:20 to go here in the third. Trailing by 10, 31-21. Here's Euler, left corner. Now Winder, high left. They want to set up Hill in the corner. Fakes. Kicks it inside. It's Parks. Works it to the block. Shot blocked by Sanzone. And out of bounds it goes. Sanzone, good length inside, averaging a block per game. Gets one there. And Troy to throw it in. Hill underneath her own basket. Right side of the backboard. Looking. Throws it in. High right to Ingeman. Right side. They set up Hill for three. This one, no good. It goes over the backboard and out of bounds. And it goes back to the Cardinals. 31-21 Troy. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This was a 27-21 lead at halftime. And we've played 5 minutes here in the third, and it's a 4-0 advantage for Troy. So scoring certainly hard to come by. Nichols a stop and pop J from the right corner. That one's no good. Tipped underneath, and a rebound for Larson, keeping the possession alive. Now Nichols, short corner, wants to drive on Euler, gets it all the way inside, and then turns it over, throws it on the baseline and out of bounds. So Troy gets it back, 2:35 and counting here in the third quarter. They lead it by 10, 31-21. Peyton Ingeman has 21 of the 31 Troy points. Here's Hill, a deep left wing three that's short. Another rebound for Strothman. Now 13 rebounds in the game for the first team all-league selection from a year ago, Kinsey Strothman. Here's Nichols, right side to foot. They leave her open. She'll fire again. Not there. And a whistle and a foul underneath after Parks able to gather in that miss for Troy. And the foul's going to be against Strothman, her second, and team foul number six. Troy has yet to commit a foul here in the second half. The officiating has been a little inconsistent because Troy committed all the fouls in the first half. Now it's the complete opposite, as Wetmore has committed six fouls here in the third, and Troy has yet to have been blown a whistle for a foul. Here's Ingeman, right side, had it knocked away on the baseline and into the corner. Nichols comes away with a steal. And then Nichols having some trouble, and then she's going to throw it away as Ingeman comes away with a steal for Troy. Now she'll stop and pop, left to Jay short, and a rebound inside for Sanzone. Almost down to a minute and a half left. Sanzone will drive and pull up from 10 and knock it down. Beatrice Sanzone, the first point for Wetmore in the third quarter, comes at 1.5 minutes to go. 31-23, Troy's lead is 8. Ingeman to Hill, left side on the wing, holds it high, using the dribble now twice, skips it right wing to Ingeman, gets back here to Hill, left side for 3, too strong, and again it bounces up over the backboard and out of play, so Wetmore gets it back. Down 8, 31-23, we got 71 seconds to go here in the quarter. They will continue to show that pressure in the full court. It's caused Wetmore quite a bit of problems here tonight. Sanzone throws it up the floor to Larson. Now tries to swing a pass inside to Strotman, but Winder comes away with a steal. Now Troy wants to push. Here's Hill, right side, but she is called for a travel. So Wetmore gets it back, down 256 seconds left in the quarter, trailing 31-23. Sanzone gets the inbounds, nearly threw it away, but Larson has it, near sideline, pushing the pace, wants to go all the way in, a lot of contact, and a blocking foul. We'll get Winder with the block, her third. And there's the first foul of the second half for Troy. It's on the floor with 47 seconds left here in the quarter. Strothman bouncing it into Foot, up top to Nichols. They leave her open for 3, left it short, barely grazed the iron. And a rebound in transition for Ingeman. She wants to go coast to coast, and the layup is good. 23 for Peyton Ingeman. 33-23 Troy with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Wetmore again having their issues getting it up the floor, but they get it inside. A whistle and a foul. 2 shots coming this way for Kaylee Foot, the freshman. I think the foul is on Euler. It is. That's her second, team second. So Kaylee Foot, a freshman, averaging 2 points and a rebound per game. 4 of 10 at the line this season, will fire and miss the first. She has not scored tonight, has 1 rebound. As Jaya Pierce will check in for Troy, taking the spot of Euler. Got 21 seconds left here in the third. It's a 10-point Troy lead at 33-23. Second free throw on the way, and the second is good for Kaylee Foot. So she's on the board. Makes it 33-24 with 20 seconds left. There's Hill. She steps right into a transition three and knocks it down. 6 points for Hill, 36-24, 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Larson, near sideline, 3 seconds to go, a whistle and a foul, with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. It'll be on the floor. Wetmore will throw it in from their sideline in front of their own bench. The foul against Pierce, her second, team third. So Nichols to throw it in again, just 1.7 seconds to go. They get it into Strothman, shot up no good, and that's going to end the third quarter. They wanted a foul. She was kind of ran into on that play, and no call by the official. So that's the end of the quarter. Troy leading by 12 at the end of three quarters. 36-24 is our score. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8 minutes to go in our girls' contest. We start the fourth quarter. Troy with the ball, going from right to left, leading here at Wetmore, 36-24. Peyton Ingeman has exploded. 23 points on the night for her, and then 6 for Reagan Hill. Sanzone leading Wetmore with 14. Here's Parks, right corner, and then caught in a double team and is called for a double dribble. 9 turnovers in the game by Troy. Again, leading by 12, 15 seconds into the fourth. We'll continue to show that pressure in the full court stand zone. Caught into a double team right in front of the midcourt stripe, and then has to throw it off a Troy defender and out of bounds to keep the possession for Wetmore. 36-24, 25 seconds into the fourth quarter. Troy outscored Wetmore 9-3 in the third. Stroppin inside. She is triple teamed, nearly put one up and in, but Ingeman the rebound for Troy. Far sideline, pushing the pace, bouncing it to Franken, and then Stroppin comes away with a steal. Stroppin wants to bring it up the floor herself, wants to go coast to coast, and a whistle and a foul. And Stroppin will go to the line as Parks will pick this one up, her fourth. And team foul number 4. So Stroffman did not score in the third quarter. She has 8 points and make it 9 after the first free throw there. Makes this free throw. She'll have another double-double this season. Right now, 9 points and 13 rebounds. Seconds, and there it is. Another double-double for Kinsey Stroffman. 10 points, now 13 rebounds. And the Troy lead is 10, 36-26, not quite a minute into the fourth. Top of the key to Franken, dives in, kicks it left to Hill. Now top of the key, Ingeman is open for 3, short, and a rebound for Wetmore. Hands it off to Stroffman. We've played 1:05 in this fourth quarter. Stroffman wants to drive, split a couple defenders, couple bodies hit the floor, shovels it to Nichols. Her shot from the baseline is no good, a rebound for Euler. She is doubled, but able to get out of there. Euler averaging nearly 5 rebounds a game. She's about doubled that number here tonight. Here's Hill, right wing. On the floor, Euler in the corner. Hand down, man down. She'll fire and bury a triple. Avery Euler with 6 now on a couple of threes and a whistle and a timeout on the floor. It is a 30-second timeout with 6.5 minutes left in the game. Troy's lead up to 13 at 39-26. Our game brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. So again, down to 6.5 minutes left in this one. It's a 13-point Troy lead at 39-26. Second game of our doubleheader to follow on the boys' side. Two teams with double-digit wins entering tonight. Wetmore 10-6, Troy 11-5. Now Troy trying to stay atop the standings in the league. Hanover still undefeated as well. But Troy has not lost a league game. They lost their first two games of the year to non-league opponents. They lost a couple of times in the TBL tournament. And then picked up a loss to another non-league opponent in West Platte just last week. Nichols out of the timeout, a long 2, no good. Tipped in the air and a rebound for Troy brought down by Grable. Just check back in. Knocked away, right side it goes. Troy with the ball and a 13-point lead. Here's Franken, top of the key, left side to Hill. They leave her open. Not there this time. And a rebound for Sanzone and some traffic. Well, certainly the combination of Sanzone and Strothman have been great tonight, but nothing elsewhere for this Wetmore team offensively. Here's Nichols, a chance for three, short. And a rebound for Sanzone to keep it alive. She'll pull up from 10, no good. And a rebound for Allie Franken, wants to push the pace for Troy. She wants to go coast to coast, and then a whistle and a foul as Sanzone thought she got the block, but the official says otherwise, and free throws coming up for Allie Franken as Sanzone picks up her third foul. And team foul number 7. So again, Allie Franken, a freshman appearing in game number 15 this season, is perfect on the first free throw. Now 11 of 19 at the line this season for Franken. She also has 3 rebounds in limited minutes. 40-26, now 41-26 as Franken connects on both. And Troy extending out this lead. It's their largest lead of the game right now at 15, again 41-26. Knocked out of bounds underneath. Troy will keep it, or I should say Wetmore will keep the possession underneath. Now 5:26 left in the game. Again, Wetmore with it down 15. Get it inside to Sanzone, and then she is quickly surrounded by 4 blue jerseys and a jump ball. Possession arrow, though, will keep it with the Cardinals. So we'll try this again and just move sides. Strothman bouncing it in to Larson, who fires a long 2, no good, and a rebound for Troy. Grable with it, gets it up the floor to Franken, coast to coast, layup good. Allie Franken now with 4, and it's 43-26, the lead is 17. Strothman top of the key, bouncing it to Foot on the wing, dribbles towards the corner, now backs out into the corner, steps in, fires from 17, no good, rebound for Troy. Another one for Franken. Franken wants to push the pace. She'll go all the way. Layup is good. Allie Franken, how about that? Difficult shot through a couple of bodies, and she has scored 6 straight. And Wetmore turns it over again, trying to deal with this full court pressure by Troy. Down to 4:42 left in the game. 45-26 as Troy continues to build on its largest lead of the game. Here's Winder, right side, top of the key to Franken. Euler at the free throw line, turns, gets by Strothman, floater is good. Avery Euler. Now 8 points, and the lead is 21, 47-26 with under 4.5 minutes left in the game. Here's Foot, a drive, no good. Tips in the air, Strothman gets the miss and is going to be tied up by Euler, and the jump ball possession will give it back to Troy. So down to 4:09 left in the game. 21-point lead for Troy, coasting now 47-26. As they have dominated this second half, as Wetmore has scored just 5 points here in the second half after they were down just 6 at halftime. That's been a dominant second half. Euler at the elbow, splits 2. Another layup is good. Avery Euler now in a double figures with 10 and also a double-double with 10 rebounds. 49-26, largest lead now at 23. Now Franken comes away with a steal, and then there's a whistle and then a foul. And Irene Kiefer thought that Nichols was fouled and will plead her case to the officials, but not going to matter as Trojans are going to now empty the bench with 3:36 left in the game, leading 49-26. And the foul will send Franken to the line for a 1-1. So again, multiple bodies coming in, some younger players. Anna Fleek, Keeley Jasper, a couple in the game for Troy as Franken again will shoot a 1-1. And the first is no good and a rebound for Sanzone. Franken still in the game. Also, Carly Grable is in the game as well. And we get a whistle and a timeout called by Wetmore. It's going to be a full, so we'll follow suit. 3:25 left in the game, all Troy. 49-26 to score. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Wetmore with the basketball, and a quick pass inside to Strothman. She'll draw the foul and shoot two. Troy dominating the second half, leading by 23 now at 49-26. Just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Carly Grable picks up the foul. Troy has emptied their bench, and Strothman buries the first free throw. Now 11 in the game for Strothman. Makes it 49-27. And the second free throw rattles out no good, and a rebound for Carly Grable. So Troy, much needed win for them. They have lost 3 of 4 and 5 of their last 7. Came into tonight's game with a 6-10 record. There's a shot by Pierce inside that's no good, and a block shot. Might have been partially blocked there by Strothman. She collects and up the other way. Under 3 minutes to go. Foot right wing, top of the key to Nichols. Left side pass to Sanzone, who drives in and banks it in from the elbow. Nice night for Beatrice Sanzone. Now 16 points, 49-29 Troy with 2:35 left. Jasper up top, Ingeman remains in the game. Now Fleek a touch, left side pass, and out of bounds it goes as Pierce couldn't hang on to it. Another turnover by Troy. They're sixth here in the second half, 11 in the game. Down to 2:25 left in the game. The lead is 20 for Troy, 49-29. There's Strothman at the elbow, kicks to Nichols, top the key to Sanzone, wants to drive, left her feet into the corner and out of bounds, and they're going to say it was tipped. As the Trojans will keep it, or I should say Wetmore keeps it, as they say it was deflected out by Troy. So the Cardinals will throw it in underneath their own bucket again, down 20. They get it to Foot, top of the key, spins away from a defender, then looking inside, her pass deflected and intercepted. So now it's Pierce that'll bring it up the floor near sideline as we come up on the final 2 minutes of this one. Right side pass, it's Jasper, now Ingeman, left side to Fleek, whose three is short, and another rebound for Kinsey Strothman. Again, putting together monster night, Strothman in Sanzone, but it's going to be in a losing effort. Here's Nichols for two, in and out, no good, and Sanzone trying to fight for the rebound inside, and it's out of bounds. And it will stay here with Wetmore. As Ellie Fitzgerald is checking into the game for Wetmore, the freshman now appearing in game number 4. They get it to Foot, wanting to find Fitzgerald. They get it off to her on the right wing. Couple dribbles here to the near side, gets it to Sanzone in the corner. Sanzone dribbles out of some trouble. They want Strothman inside. She's quickly doubled, and it's taken away. And another steal gathered there by Grable. And then a shot up inside is good by Pierce, 51-29. Pass deflected out of bounds. We're down to 109 left in the game. 51-29, the Troy lead. In the second half, certainly was the difference. And Peyton Ingeman with a big night, 23 points. Sanzone drives and will shoot two. With 105 left. They get the foul on Fleek, her first, and Sanzone will shoot two. She has 16 points and 10 rebounds, and that's her first missed free throw tonight. She was 4 for 4 prior to that miss. 51-29, 65 seconds to go. Second on the way. Second is good. Now 17 in the game for Sanzone, 51-30 with now a minute to go in the ball game. Leak left side into the corner. It goes with Pierce. They bounce it inside to Grable. Turns, fires, shot no good. A rebound for Strothman. Strothman up the floor herself with 48 seconds to go. Nichols, top of the key. Down to 40 seconds. Oh, looking for Fitzgerald on the baseline and too much on the pass, out of bounds, and another turnover. We'll give it back to Troy with 39 and a half ticks left to go in the game. So it's Franken who will come up the floor. Right side pass it goes. Now to Pierce, who fires from the free throw line. No good. And Strothman picking up some garbage time rebounds to pad the stats tonight. And then she had it knocked away and out of bounds. And stays with Wetmore down to 24 seconds to go. So, again, Wetmore is going to drop to 3-13. And Troy with the win will move to 7-10. Wetmore goes to Lynn on Friday. Troy will host Frankfurt as Kinsey Strothman buries a three. She's got 14 points, 51-33 with 10 seconds to go, and there's a turnover by Troy. They want to get it up the floor. Sanzone inside to Strothman, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound for Pierce, and that's going to end the ball game. So that's going to do it for our first broadcast or our first game tonight. Desiring Kiefer again letting the officials know about what she thought of their performance tonight. But again, to no avail as Troy wins the first, 51-33, the final score. Our postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Troy wins the first, 51-33, back in a moment on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Girls' final in the books. Troy wins it 51-33 here at Wetmore. Dominant second half by the Trojans leading to this victory. Troy now 7-10 after the victory tonight and 5-4 in a TBL play. Wetmore with the loss. They drop to 3-13, now 1-10. In a TBL play. Let's get you the final numbers in this ball game, and we'll start with Troy. They were led by Peyton Ingeman, 23 points. It was 17 of those in the first half, and she was certainly solid, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, but leading the way for Troy with 23 points. Avery Ewer, a quiet double-double, 10 points and 10 rebounds, 6 points apiece are Mally Franken and Reagan Hill. Also, 2 points apiece from Abby Parks, Jaya Pierce, and Claire Winder. Trojans had 12 turnovers, and they were 7 of 10 at the free throw line. For the Cardinals, they had 2 big-time performances from Kinsey Strothman and Beatrice Sanzone. Unfortunate that it was a losing effort, but Beatrice Sanzone, what a night for the junior. 17 points and 10 rebounds. She was 5 of 6 at the line. Strothman, 14 points and 18 rebounds, and she was 7 of 8 at the line. And outside of those two, you got 1 point from Riley Nichols and then 1 point from Kaylee Foote. But the turnovers were a killer. 23 for Wetmore. They struggled, particularly in the first half, with that press zone defense by Troy. Cardinals, though, were very good at the free throw line, 14 out of 18. And they out-rebounded Troy, 39-29, but again, in a losing effort as Troy wins the first one tonight by a final count of 51-33. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Again, looks like they're doing some student recognition, maybe for the seniors out here for Wetmore in between the ball games, and that's what it certainly looks like. Is again, hard to believe we're getting to this point of the season, just a few weeks left, and Substate will be here before you know it. But again, our player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and we're going to go with Peyton Ingeman, who again had 17 first half points, finished the game with 23, just consistent as can be. She came into the game averaging just under 10 points per game, and she rattles off 23 tonight in a big win at Wetmore, 51-33, the final score. Peyton Ingeman, our player of the game, presented by Farmers State Bank. So now we transition into the boys' contest, as Troy will look for a sweep here on the road tonight, and this one should be a good one. Both of these teams have won double-digit games. Troy right now still undefeated in league play. They are 11-5 overall, 8-0 in league play. The Cardinals come in at 10-6 overall and 6-4 in league play. And we'll see two of the best players in the TBL. For Troy, it is Jarrett Norris, the 6'4 junior, averaging 17 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game. Wetmore checking out Braden Henry, the 6'1 senior guard, who is averaging over 19 points per game and 7.5 rebounds to boot. And he's averaging 22 a game since the TBL tournament a couple of weeks ago. So we got two good ones in the TBL tonight and two good teams with double-digit wins in our nightcap. So the boys' contest here in about 14 or so minutes. For now, we'll send it back to the studios. Kirk Kilman will take care of you here for the next few minutes or so. But hang tight. We'll come back in just a little bit, about 15 minutes or less, to bring you the second game of our doubleheader. Again, Troy and Wetmore. As one final time, the Troy girls win the first ball game tonight by a final count of 51-33. Back to the studio. We're back in about 13 minutes or so. Hang tight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.